Hello, lovelies. I hope you're doing well. It's been 2 weeks since I uploaded a weekly check-in. I'm sorry. I figured this would be my penance, is I am going to make this a little longer. It's going to be a longer, softer audio where I'm just going to talk, and hopefully it'll be relaxing for you. It'll be a little less upbeat and over the top as my normal check-ins, but I figured it, a lot of people have let me know that you guys use this. You guys like listening to these as you're going to sleep, or just hanging out and relaxing. So I thought having something a little quiet, a little more like not ASMR, but along the vibes, just relaxing and lovely. So, here I am. It was a short weekend, it felt like. It's crazy to me how literally everything is different. Everything is so different with quarantine and everything. And yet some things are still staples. I'm fortunate enough to work from home, so I have not left my house in over a month, and that's really weird for me, as I'm used to leaving every day, almost for work. But I haven't left in over a month, and yet I still get the blues on Sunday when it's time to get ready for work, even though I'm working in the same room that I am in currently. Like, it's not like there's any difference. I just moved to my other computer for work. So it's interesting that you can still dread it. I hope you guys have been having an okay time during quarantine. It's hard. That's actually the reason why I didn't get to post my ramble last week, is because I have been having a really hard time with handling things during quarantine. Like, there's just so much on my mind that a lot of things are slipping, and so I'm trying to get myself onto a better schedule and do more scheduling, since I've never been a person who forgets what day it is or who, you know, gets kind of lost like that. And I'm really getting into that. The day in, day out of not leaving the house and talking with the same people every day. Seeing the same person every day, not having any variation, has definitely made it hard for me to concentrate and hard for me to realize, like, time is passing. I don't know. It sounds kind of silly. But that's really the reason why I didn't post my ramble last week, is because I knew it was due. But it just kept slipping. And when I would think about it, I just couldn't get up the motivation, even though it's just talking. I know that's silly. So I hope this ramble is better for you. I hope you guys enjoy it. It's kind of funky for me. One thing that's been really weird, I don't know if you guys can relate to something similar to this, but the fact that my routine is so broken up, it's been really weird not being able to, like, it just doesn't feel like the day has started. Sometimes when, like, if I don't take a shower before I start working, because, you know, I'm just working from home, no one can see me, so sometimes I'll take the shower at night. But if I don't take it in the morning, my schedule seems off. Or the fact that I'm not doing my makeup, because I'm just at home, no one can see me. So I've started kind of doing my makeup sometimes, just for myself, just to feel kind of normal. So that's been kind of funny. Yesterday I put on glitter. I put glitter all over my cheeks. And I instantly regretted it. I was trying to be like an e-girl look. And I instantly regretted it. Oh my gosh, it was so much glitter. I was still finding it on myself today. But it's just those little things that make you feel a little bit more normal. I've been fortunate enough to have a pretty calm quarantine. I've been distanced, and, you know, I'm still fortunate enough to be working. But I think a lot of you guys will understand what I mean when I say that things keep hitting me. Like, it keeps hitting me how crazy everything is right now, and it keeps hitting me that, you know, we have no certainty right now. That's been really strange, to just know that there's no answer at the moment. So I don't know. That's been weird for me to handle. I think that in the end, hopefully, this will bring some form of togetherness through all of us having a shared experience. My mom made a comment to me a couple of weeks ago when this was all starting to get really, really real. My mom made a comment where she said, "You know, Lupin, this is the first time I've experienced anything like this either. Like, we're both going through this for the first time." And that really, really spoke to me. The fact that, you know, this is honestly a historical moment for the world, and we're all living through it. And so we have the luxury to look back on how people acted during historical moments, and you know, we can kind of see how we should model ourselves better, not make the mistakes some people did, to keep the unity that we get. I don't know. It's just very interesting to me. I try to focus on things like that when my mind just starts spinning and going into, like, panic mode. Anyway, I thought maybe I could read you guys a story. Something that was, you know, nice and nice and relaxing. Maybe give you guys something to think on and to relax to. So it's not just me rambling about things that we're all thinking. Maybe we can have a little bit of a distraction. What do you think? You guys make fun of me on Twitch. for my keyboard because it's so loud. And you guys make the comments about keyboard ASMR. Maybe that's... Does that give you some keyboard ASMR right there? Let's see. Do you guys want... one of my favorite ones. My favorite bedtime story. It's The 12 Dancing Princesses. It's my favorite bedtime story. It's by the Brothers Grimm. And I love it. When I was a kid, I used to have a picture book. But it wasn't like a children's picture book. It was a picture book for like a little bit older children, I guess still children, but it had very beautiful, beautiful artwork. And the artwork for the 12 Dancing Princesses always stood out to me. And I really loved that book. I don't have it anymore. It's still in my parents' house somewhere, or maybe it's been thrown away. I like to think that they still have it somewhere because that's something where I'd love to give that book to my children when I have them, so that they can look at the pictures like I did and let their imaginations roam. I wish that I had a digital copy so that I could show you guys the pictures as I went through it, but for now, this will have to do. There was a king who had 12 beautiful daughters. They slept in 12 beds, all in one room. And when they went to bed, the doors were shut and locked up. However, every morning their shoes were found to be quite worn through, as if they had been dancing all night. Nobody could find out how it happened, or where the princesses had been. So the king made it known to all the land that if any person could discover the secret and find out where it was that the princesses danced in the night, he would have the one he liked best to take as his wife and would be king after his death. But whoever tried and did not succeed after 3 days and nights, they would be put to death. A king's son soon came. He was well entertained, and in the evening he was taken to the chamber next to where the princesses lay in their 12 beds. There he was to sit and watch where they went to dance. And, in order that nothing could happen without him hearing it, the door of his chamber was left open. But the king's son soon fell asleep. And when he awoke in the morning, he found that the princesses had all been dancing, for their soles of the shoes were full of holes. The same thing happened the second and third night, and so the king ordered his head to be cut off. After him came several others, but they all had the same luck, and they all lost their lives in the same way. Now, it happened that an old soldier, who had been wounded in battle and could no longer fight, passed through the country where this king reigned, and as he was traveling through a wood, he met an old woman who asked him where he was going. "I hardly know where I am going, or what I had better do," said the soldier, "but I think I would like to find out where it is that the princesses dance. And then, in time, I might be a king." "Well," said the old woman, "that is not a very hard task. Only take care not to drink any of the wine which one of the princesses will bring to you in the evening. And as soon as he leaves, you pretend to be fast asleep. Then she gave him a cloak and said, as soon as you put that on, you will become invisible, and you will then be able to follow the princesses wherever they go. When the soldier heard all this good advice, he was determined to try his luck. So he went to the king and said he was willing to undertake the task. He was as well received as the others had been, and the king ordered fine royal robes to be given him, and when the evening came, he was led to the outer chamber. Just as he was going to lie down, the eldest of the princesses brought him a cup of wine, but the soldiers threw it all away secretly, taking care not to drink a drop. Then he lay himself down in his bed, and in a little while began to snore very loudly, as if he was fast asleep. When the 12 princesses heard this, they laughed heartily, and the eldest said, "This fellow, too, might have done a wiser thing than lose his life this way." Then they rose and opened their drawers and boxes and took out all their fine clothes and dressed themselves in the mirror and skipped about as if they were eager to be dancing. But the youngest said, "I don't know why it is, but while you are all so happy, I feel very uneasy. I am sure some mischance will befall us." "You simpleton," said the eldest, "you are always afraid. Have you forgotten how many king's sons have already watched in vain? And as for this soldier, even if I had not given him his sleeping draught, he would have slept soundly enough." When they were all ready, they went and looked at the soldier, but he snored on and did not stir hand nor foot, so they thought they were quite safe. Then the oldest went up to her own bed and clapped her hands, and the bed sank into the floor, and a trap door flew open. The soldier saw them go down through that trap door, one after another, the eldest leading the way. And, thinking he had no time to lose, he jumped up, put on the cloak for which the old woman had given him, and followed. However, in the middle of the stairs, he trod on the gown of the youngest princess, and she cried out to her sisters, "All is not right. Someone took hold of my gown." "You silly creature," said the eldest. "It is nothing but a nail in the wall." Down they all went, and at the bottom they found themselves in a most delightful grove of trees. The leaves were all of silver and glittered and sparkled beautifully. The soldier wished to take away some kind of token of the place, so he broke off a little branch, and there came a loud noise from the tree. Then the youngest daughter said again, "I am sure all is not right. Did you hear that noise? That never happened before." But the eldest said, "It is only our princess, who are shouting for joy at our approach." They came to another grove of trees, where all the leaves were glittering of gold, and afterwards a third, where the leaves were all diamonds. And the soldier broke a branch from each, and every time there was a loud noise, which made the youngest sister tremble with fear. But the eldest still said it was only princes who were crying for joy. They went on till they came to a great lake, and at the side of the lake there lay 12 little boats with 12 handsome princes in them, who seemed to be waiting there just for the princesses. One of the princesses went into each boat, and the soldier stepped onto the same boat as the youngest. As they were rowing over the lake, the prince who was in the boat with the youngest and the soldier said, "I do not know why it is, but But though I am rowing with all my might, we do not get on so fast as usual, and I am quite tired. The boat seems very heavy today. It is only the heat of the weather, said the princess. I am very warm too. On the other side of the lake stood a fine illuminated castle, from which came the merry music of horns and trumpets. There they all landed and went into the castle, and each prince danced with his princess, and the soldier, who was still invisible, danced with them too. When all the princesses had a cup of wine set beside her, he drank it all up, so that when she put the cup to her mouth, it was empty. At this, too, the youngest sister was terribly frightened, but the eldest always silenced her. They danced on till 3 o'clock in the morning, and then all their shoes were worn out, so they were obliged to leave. The princess rowed them back again over the lake, but this time the soldier placed himself in the boat with the eldest princess, and on the opposite shore they took leave of each other, the princesses promising to come again the next night. When they came to the stairs, the soldiers ran on before the princesses and laid himself down, and as the 12 tired sisters slowly came up, they heard him snoring in his bed, and they said, "Now all is quite safe." Then they undressed themselves, put away their fine clothes, pulled off their shoes, and went to bed. In the morning, the soldier said nothing about what had happened, but determined to see more of this strange adventure, and went again on the second and third nights. Everything happened just as before. The princesses danced till their shoes were worn to pieces, and then returned home. On the third night, the soldier carried away one of the golden cups as a token of where he had been. As soon as the time came when he was to declare the secret, he was taken to the king with 3 branches and the golden cup. And the 12 princesses stood listening behind the door to hear what he would say. The king asked him, "Where do my 12 daughters dance at night?" And the soldier answered, "With 12 princes in a castle underground." And then he told the king all that had happened and showed him the 3 branches and the golden cup which he had brought with him. The king called for the princesses and asked them whether what the soldier had said was true. And when they saw that they were discovered and that it was no use to deny what had happened, they confessed it all. So the king asked the soldier which of the princesses he would choose for his wife. And he answered, "I am not very young, so I will have the eldest." And they were married that very day, and the soldier was chosen to be the king's heir. The end. It's always interesting to look back on these stories as an adult and pick apart what you like and don't like about it. I love the imagery, as you can imagine, of the beautiful forests. I can remember them vividly, how they were drawn in the book, with big maple tree leaves that were silver and gold and bronze. Or silver and gold and diamond, I mean. It was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And I can remember how at the end, I wasn't satisfied, because with these fairy tales, they always end it right at the pinnacle, right? Right when everything kind of gets tidied up, but we don't really get a resolution. As an adult, I look back on it and I assume that this story must have been inspired by, like, fairy rafts under Knowles. The tales of them about how people would go underneath a hill and be down at a fairy raft and would be stuck there. And how they would try to ferry away people, women, young women, to marry and keep forever. I wonder if the Brothers Grimm imagined the 12 princes like that. That's how I imagine them, that they were nefarious and that they were trying to steal the women away. Otherwise, it's kind of sad because these girls were just being girls. And what if they loved the fairy men, you know? So I like to focus on maybe they were bad guys. They were trying to steal. But the soldiers kind of didn't really get with any of the girls. Kind of funny to me. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed the story. And I hope you forgive me for taking a little quarantine break from yesterday's or last week's post. I won't make a habit of it, I promise, but I just couldn't bring myself to it last week. I didn't have the energy. Anyways, guys, I think you all are very special, and I'm really glad to have met you guys and to have you in my life. And because I haven't mentioned it before, I don't think, I want to say a very, very large thank you for all of your support during this time. Because of you guys, I feel more comfortable with my financial situation during quarantine, and I really appreciate it. But I also want to make sure you guys know and understand that if you cancel a pledge or if you have to step back for yourself or to donate or, you know, your extra funds, I 100% understand, and I don't want you to feel bad at all. It's a really crazy time, and as much as I appreciate your support, if you need to, you know, stop it, I'm not going to be upset in any fashion. Thank you for your support. I love you guys. I hope you have a wonderful night.